The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen, ve'amen. Gemara Baba Kama, Daf Mem Tet. Today's daf is being studied. Lelun Shabbat Mor Zekeni Yosef Ben Sarav and Marav Zekenati Efa Ben Sarav and Abraham Ben Esther. Wahashem Tnihem Ben Gan Aiden Amem. Today's daf is being studied for Asher Imam Moshe Ben Yinav Ben Natan Ben Shulamit. Enna Rufan Adahim. Shufat Nefesh Shufat Guf Shufatam Kiruba Labo. Vechin Yirasom Amar Amem. We begin today's daf Amem Chetam Udbet, and we are starting from the Mishnah. Shor Shaya Mitkaven Chaveru Veikaita Isha. They have an ox. It was intending to gore its fellow ox. And instead, it gored a lady. The Yetzu Yiladeha. She was pregnant, and as a result, the babies came out. She had a miscarriage. Patur Medeme Valdut. The owner of the ox is exempt from paying for the babies. Zalacha. But only a man that damages a lady, and she causes a miscarriage. Man has to pay. But an ox, the owner does not have to pay. That's a rule. The Gemara is going to tell us, even if the ox was intending for the lady. Mishnah just said, by the way, a case where it intended for an ox and then hit the lady. That's derech agav. It said that. Lav dafka, I mean. The Adam, because I wanted to say, because of the sefa. The Adam shayam mitkaven nachavero. That's a different case. You have a man that was intending to damage his friend, his fellow. V'ikaita isha, instead he hit a lady. V'yatzu yiladeha, v'shalem deme vandut. The man has to pay for the baby. Ketzad v'shalem deme vandut. How do you make the calculation to pay for the babies? Shaminita isha, kama hi yafa, ad shelo yalda, v'kama hi yafa, mishi yalda. Tanakama assumes that the lady is more expensive when she is pregnant. So you calculate how much a lady would be sold on the market when she's pregnant to the difference now that she's not. What's the devaluation? And that's the price that you calculate. The mev valdut. Amar Rabbi Shimon Shimon Gamliel. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, "Imken, mishaisha yoledet mishabachat." Rabbi Shimon Gamliel comes and says, "What are you talking about? When the lady gives birth, her price goes up." So it sounds like he's saying, "How could you make such a calculation?" The contrary, she's more valuable after she gives birth. We will see exactly why that's so and what he was saying exactly. Ela. According to him, Shaminit HaVeladot Kamein Yafin V'Noten HaBa'al. The Bantu Gamliel says, no, you just calculate Demei Veladot straight. Not the lady, what she was worth, what it is after. Ela Demei Veladot, how much they're worth, we will see the Gemara to explain this. Dim En HaBa'al, or let's say, she does not have a husband, Noten LeYorchav. So the money goes to the inheritors of the Ba'al. The Torah said, Ba'al HaIsha. That means the demev veldot does not go to the lady. It's a douche. The demev veldot goes to the husband's side. There's no husband. The husband died. Goes to his relatives. It does not. She is not yoresh the demev veldot. Hayta shifcha v'nishtachrera. Let's say she's a shifcha. Shifcha kananit got freed. Shifcha kananit is a convert. She was a shifcha kananit. She converted. Now she's shifcha v'nishtachrera. She married an eved as well that shenishtachrer. If both of them are converts, or a regular case, giyoret, a regular case of a ger that married a giyoret, tadin is patur. Why? Because there's nobody to pay it to. There's not going to be any relatives. Look at that she. If somebody died, look at that she. Hayta shifcha v'nishtachra kilomar. Hayta mishuchleret, she got freed. Or giyoret nisu'a leger. Or the eved mishuchlar. Ve'en la ba'al, shemet. The husband died. So what do we say? It goes to their husband's relatives. A ger or an eved that became freed has no relatives. Therefore, who's zocher? The damager. The damager is holding the money. He has to pay, right? So he himself keeps the money. His patura doesn't pay to anybody. Doesn't go to the lady. So the lady goes to the stays by him. So that she just points out, Dam mahzik b'nechseh agir shemet ve'endo yorshim zaka. We have a deen. The person is holding on to the nechasim of a ger. The ger dies. He's the first mochzak. He's the first one that's holding on. Therefore what? He's indeed patur. Ve'zeh kodem muskot b'mashu b'yado. Very good. And she says the reason why I chose this case is because it's a normal case of a shifcha shenishtachrera. I mean, an eved, the shifcha shenishtachrera, who's going to marry an eved shenishtachrer. That's who's going to marry, Mr. Man. They're both gerim. A ger, you can marry gerim. You can give a regular ger. You can give a case of a ger that married a bat Yisrael. The same law. Because bottom line, since the demet vadut goes to the husband, yeah. Once the husband dies, God, there's no relatives on the ger side. The bingo goes back to the mahzik. The mishnah is just speaking in the hoveh. The ger usually marries a giyoret. The shifcha shenishtachrer marries an eved shenishtachrer, and that's the case. Comes the gemara and begins. And then she also points out when it says shifcha shenishtachrer, it's mashma she was just freed, meaning they have no other kids. Because if they would have other kids, then the demet vadut would go to the kids. So therefore it's newly free, and she got married right away. Therefore there's no other kids, therefore it goes to the muhzak. Comes the Gemara and begins. Oh, you said in the Mishnah that what shor that was aiming for another shor. Shor should kaven havero. Was intending to gore his fellow. And what happened? Ended up goring a lady. Patur from the mevadut. So Gemara says, Ah, mitkaven leisha, mishalem the mevadut. So we make a diyuk. Mashmah, if he was aiming for the lady from the onset, he'll have to pay for the veladut. Let this be a question against the vadabarabah. That even if they went intentionally for the isha peturim the mevaldut, they are peturim. Oh, so therefore it's a question. Who adin dafiyot kavenu the isha name peturim the mevaldut? Even if the animal was attacking the lady directly. Oh, so why did it say that it was trying to attack somebody else? I need the kabbalim mitna sefa. To keep it consistent with the Sefa's language. The Sefa's language, Adam, Chayam, Mitkaven, Havero. Oh, so since by a regular guy, by a man, it said Mitkaven, Havero, Vikaita Isha, because that's really what the Pasuk was talking about, by the classical case of when the guy hits the lady, he was really intending to hit his friend. That's what the Pasuk says, Ki Yenatsu Anashim. Two people are fighting, and then all of a sudden he hits the lady. So therefore, it says by man it said, or mitkaven lachavero. By the lady also it said that the shor was mitkaven lachavero. But who had the shor that mitkaven lachavero? Also, give me peturim. Amar papa. The papa comes along and says another case. Shor shenegah hatashivcha. ויצאו ילדיה משלם דמי בלדות. Oh, שפחה is different. Even though שפחה is a lady. But the hadush is that if the shor, guy has a shor, the shor attacks a שפחה. And what happens? She has a miscarriage, the babies are not there anymore, babies die. Oh, they have to pay. No, I thought you just told me that it's a din in a man, Adam Shezik, not shor. Shor doesn't pay for דמי בלדות. I thought that's the rule. And here you pay for דמי בלדות. Gemara says, "My tama hamarta me'abarta be'alma u'de'azik." Shifcha is like a hamor, and the baby inside is a hamora as well. And therefore, the hamar kena shivu lachem poim hamor. The Torah says, "Shivu lachem poim hamor." Avraham Avinu was talking to Ishmael and Eliezer. And what does he say? "Ima hamor amadome lahamor." The Gemara makes it derasha. On the word aim, there's two ways of learning this. Incidentally, this is the rasha. Shivu lachem po'im hamor. You could say that the Gemara is making the rasha im hamor. It's as if the pasuk says am ha hamor. That's the way. If you look at the Girsan, the Ein Yaakov in Masechet Berachot, and this is the rasha, he writes am with a patach. That's the rasha am hadome lachamor. But you can learn also that the Gemara is really doreshit from the word aim. Aim ahamor. The Gaon of Vilna has a rule that there's a difference between the word aim and the word it. Even though the Torah uses them seemingly the same way, but aim and it are different. For example, what's the difference? It means two people are going together. However, they have different purposes. They have different functions. Whereas aim shows an equality of purpose. For example, Vayelich ito Lot. Lot went with Avraham, but Lot did not have the same intention of Avraham Abinu. Avraham Abinu was going l'shem shamayim, and Lot was going for whatever intentions he had. However, when it comes to this case over here, Shevu lachem po aim ha-hamor. The aim is saying, you and the hamor are equality, you're the same. So the Dinashah was really on the aim. So you don't have to say, aim adome la-hamor, it's mamash aim, you have to say antikli, it's not like an antikli, aim, aam. Aim is mamash, aim, aim adome, the word aim was the, what gave it away. Which means you would read the Gemara according to that, aim, oh, you know what the word aim is teaching you? Adome la-hamor. The ways of learning. In any event, what does it do for us? What it does for us is, it tells us over here that a shifcha is different. So shifcha is like a shor shezik et ashor. Shor shezik et hamor. Shor shezik mamon. Shor shezik mamon. So you have to pay for the, mamon. Tosfot has a little adjustment to this derasha, in the sense that he says that the real yesod of the derasha is that the Torah says that you don't have to pay if there is a Baal, right? It says the Baal. If a shor was mazik, you don't have to pay the demir valdut to a Baal, to somebody that has a husband. However, a shifcha has a adon. So therefore, there's a difference. Look at the end of the Tosafot. Tosafot says, Baal Aisha, Abalkana veladot leadon. Dikhtiva Aisha viladia tiye ladoneha. So therefore, when there's an adon involved, there is a payment. In any event, that's why it's not shifcha shenishtachlela. She's still under the auspices of an adon. The Torah says when there's a baal, there's no payment. You don't have to pay to the baal, but there's an adon, you have to pay. To see exactly what Tosfot then does with this baal, with this amadome lachamor, what does he want with this pesukim over here? If he really is taking it out of the context, you have to say you pay just like you would pay if you damage the hamor. So you pay a hamor, you would pay, but that's not the ikad dinasha. Ikad dinasha is to have an adon. Oh, and if it's adon, you pay. Right? Ketzad mishalim demivadut. Okay, now the Gemara makes a calculation. How do you pay demivadut? So what do we say in the Mishnah? Calculate a lady that's pregnant, how much she was worth when she was pregnant, and how much she's worth now that she is not pregnant. The Mishnah is assuming that the lady is worth more when she's pregnant because she's balat evarim. She's fatter, she's bigger. When you sell her on the market, oh, she's a husky lady over here, she has bigger value. When she has birth already, she's smaller. So how much she's worth before, how much she's after. So comes the other one, yes. She damaged her also. You have to pay for the damage.
But that's not separate.
There's two damages over it. There's damage of the lady itself. It's given. I will say how you make that calculation. There's damage of the viladot. Everybody agrees you're paying for the lady. Even the short is mazik the lady. You have to pay for the damage of the lady. The only discussion over there we're putting the short is from the deme viladot. That's a special case of the katuf. So ketzam b'shem deme viladot. So the Gemara says deme viladot. That's that aleph v'shevach viladot. V'shevach viladot. Which means the Gemara says, why are you telling me only the mevladot? It should be the mevladot v'shevach veladot. What is that? Look at that. She says, "Diktani shaminit aisha v'yesh bechlal shuma zu part of the shuma of the mevladot." Ma sheisha nirit meshubachat u'ba'alat evarim. Now she looks fatter and she looks more husky. Mepnei ha'obar v'damei yekarim. She's part of the mevladot. Is not separately the mevladot. It's part of this. The actual veladot themselves, what they're worth, but the veladot enhanced the lady herself. So therefore, the Gemara says the Mishnah would have been more precise by saying shamin deme veladot v'shevach veladot, because the lady herself goes up in price as a result of her big price. You're right. That's what the Mishnah meant. Kitz and Mishnah deme veladot v'shevach veladot. It's both. You're taking into consideration. It sounds like he's coming along and saying, what are you talking about? A lady that's pregnant is less valuable and her price goes up when she gives birth. Obviously, if that's the case, you cannot make such a calculation, because then it ends up the guy did her a favor. He's going to end up making what the mazik is going to make money is, right? So cannot be. So what is the Rabban Shimon Gamliel? What's his calculation? Gemara says, "My kamar, amar b'ha'i kamar, v'chi isha mishabahat kodem shetelet yoter melahad shetelet." You think Tanakama that a lady is more valuable after she gives from before she gives birth than after she gives birth? What do you mean a lady is more valuable after she gives birth? You know why? Because nobody's going to buy a pregnant lady because they're scared she's going to die during childbirth. So therefore, she's misukenet. Who wants to take such a risk like this? After she gives birth, she's out of the trouble already. So therefore, the Rabban says that cannot be the calculation. אלא שמין את הוולדות ונותנים לבער. But it says straight up, don't calculate the lady how much she's worth before and after, because you're going to come into problems with that. Just straight up calculate how much the ולדות האורת, אני נמי אחי ובראיתה, to support this version of understanding about שגום דווחי, אישה משבחת קודם שתל יותר מלאחד שתלד, ואלו אישה משבחת מאחד שתלד, יותר מכל שתלד, אלא שמין את הוולדות ונותנים לבער. That's the first way. And we have a bright response. Rava says, no, different way of learning the Ashbag. Haki ketani, v'chi isha, l'mi shi yoledet, meshabahat, ve'en la'atzma, b'sheva, v'ladot, klum. Banchurga was arguing on the Yisod of Tanaka, which is a very important Yisod to get clear now, because the Gemara is going to discuss it on the Amud Bet. Which means, we just said, Tanakama says, why? You don't only calculate the Demi Viladot, but you discuss also the Sheva Viladot. She, our body enhanced as a result of it. So, for some reason, Tanakama said, you know what? All that money of Demi Viladot and Sheva Viladot, all that goes to the husband. When Rabbi Shimon Gamliel comes along and says, that's not fair. You want to tell me, Gizrata Katuv, that Demi Viladot, for some reason, the Torah gives it to the husband. It's a nyan of one of the perks that the Torah gives the husband as a husband. There's a ishut, there's a relationship between a husband and a wife. Okay, so Torah is mezakeh the husband with certain things. Demi Viladot is one of those items. But Sheva Viladot, that's her body. Her body became enhanced. And, but she was damaged as well when she was hit. So therefore, you should split the enhancement on her body. That's the Rabban Shimon Gamliel's claim over here. In Ken Yoter, the lashon would be in Ken Mishaisha Yoledet Mishapachat. Hey. When a lady gives birth, or before she gives birth, her body obviously got enhanced. Why are you saying you give the enhancement money all to the Baal? At least that money, you should split it. Because it's ours. Ela, shaminit ha-veladot v'rodim le-baal. V'sheva veladot holkim. So the machloket, Rashbag, and Tanakhama, according to this version is, that what? How do you calculate the enhancement of Sheva? Tanakama will say, you know what? Give it all to the husband. Everything goes to the husband. Deme viladot, Sheva viladot. That's the calculation. That's not fair. Her body, and she should be, at least share in the calculation. So comes the Gemara and says, we can read Rashi in that, please. V'chi lemisha isha yoledet, למי שזכתה תורת דמי ולדות, יהבין הנמי שבח דמי נפחה, שדמי גופה מתעלין, הוודאי שבח דמי נפחה, מעמד גופה נמי אתה, בנזק הוא. It's not worse than a regular nezik. If I damage the lady directly, Torah did not give that damage to the husband. שבח גופה, this is her body got an answer. And therefore, by damaging you ruined that. So therefore, the Rabbi says, no, that elufachot, you should split. But I didn't support this version as well. Tanya Namechem, the Rabbi says, v'chi isha lemish yoledet meshabahat, which means lemish yoledet. You think you're going to give to the one that she gave birth to the husband? You think you're going to give the shevach to? Ve'en nafla b'sheva v'nadot kelum, she has nothing to take for herself. That she means nezik b'fnei atzmo, she'sar b'fnei atzmo. First of all, when it comes to her damages. For sure, that's done individually. Her nezik, her tzad, v'shemit v'ladot v'notim lebad, v'mi v'ladot goes totally to the baal, v'sheva v'ladot, the enhancement of the v'ladot caused to her body, holkin. That is very strange, because we have two interpretations of Rabban Shimon Gamliel, and they're both supported from a braita, And therefore, what's the pshat? Which means that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is soter himself. One bright as mashma what? That the lady does not get enhanced after she gives birth. The second bright that says, no, she definitely gets enhanced. It's just that that enhancement, she gets part of it. Make up your mind.
One bright that said there's no enhancement. The lady is worth, I'm sorry, more after she gives birth. And the second bright that says that she's worth less.
So that's the Gemara's question. The Gemara's question is, you have a kasha from two brighter against Rabban Shimon Gamliel. Kasha, the Rabban Shimon Gamliel, and the Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel, which means I'll review the question. The question is, what do you mean? One brighter is mashwa that the lady, after she gives birth, is more valuable. Therefore, you can't make that calculation. Because she went up. You're going to start making the calculation. Second brighter is mashwa what? No, when she gives when she gives birth, she goes down because she loses the sheva. So make up your mind, Nashmak. And the brighter, one brighter says this, one brighter says that. Well, no problem. We're talking about two different type of ladies. Like kashya, habe mevakeret, habe she'ena mevakeret. Depends. The first baby, where you don't know how she gives birth, then already sakana. Nobody's going to buy her. Mevakeret, she is the bechor. She might die in childbirth. Oh, so therefore, she's not worth anything, or not worth too much when she's pregnant. Once already, she has a record. She gave birth already. She's a kid. She gave birth already. She made it. She's just not my first kid. I know how to give birth already. I have a record. Oh, then already, she indeed goes up when she is pregnant. So the people will pay more because there is a value to buy a pregnant lady. The Adon gets the kids as well. Cannot argue on that, but they only, you know, he wants the Shifchat to be alive, to make it. So therefore, it depends. So both Braitot are valid. They're just talking about two different scenarios. Good question. According to the Banan, that says, you know what, even our own enhancement, that all goes to the husband. My Tama, what's the logic in that? The Chavra Rabban Shimon Gamliel, makes sense. Kedet Nami Ave Mishnah. ממש מה שלמה ויצאו ילדיה אין יודע שהיא הרע מה תלמוד לומר הרע פסוק says ונגפו אישה הרע ויצאו ילדיה. Thank you very much. If it's יצאו ילדיה, I don't know that she's pregnant. To ask to tell me she's הרע, how else do the babies get into her? She's הרע. So the Gemara comes and לומר לך שבח הריון לבעל. Rabbanana Doresh, an extra word, indeed she is pregnant, to teach me that not only does the Demiviladot actually go to the husband, but the Shevach of the Hirayon, what the Hirayon did to her body to make her bigger, that also indeed goes to the husband. So it's because that's got to from the extra word, Hara. Indeed, she's pregnant. All pregnancy enhancements go to the Baal. Oh, the Rabban Shimon Gamliel, hi, Hara, my Darish, what does he do with the Hara, Rabban Shimon Gamliel? If I had a little Tanya, he learns a Braita. What does he learn to be the Ezra Yaakov Omer Le'olam? Eno Chayab Ad Shiyakena Keneged Beta Hirayon. Which means, when this guy says he's punching, he's trying to punch his friend, and instead what did he do? He punched the lady, and then what? She had a miscarriage. Man, not so pashut. Where did he punch her? Isha hara. You have to punch her or give the makkah in the place of the hirayon, which is mashma, in the area of the womb. That's where the baby is resting. Amara papa. Lo tema keneged bet hirayon mamash. No, don't be so literal. To learn bet hirayon mamash keneged the womb, ela kolecha desalik b'shechma levalad. Any part of the body that provides heat for the valad, which would include all the internal organs of the body, which provide heat to the valad. La'apuke yad v'regel lelo. La'apuke over here, if he attacks her on the arm, right? And she has a miscarriage. Or he hits her on her legs with that, the heat over there doesn't directly affect the baby. So therefore, no. So bet hirayon doesn't mean dafka, a direct hit to the hirayon. It means to the area that is affected through the hamimut of the body. You look, want to see that she, 1, 2, 3, 4 lines down after they get wide. Shechma hamimut. The ainu keneged kol halal kudo. That's why any part of the body, the internal part of the body over here, the cavity inside, the side, the back, all that area, Mashiach can delay. That's external. These are extremities. So therefore, in the extremities, you don't have to pay if she has a miscarriage. That's the din hara. Bimkom hirayon. Now the Gemara continues. Aita shefcha v'nishtachrera o giyoret patur. What does that mean? Shefcha v'nishtachrera, she's a shefcha kena'anit. Okay, shefcha kena'anit is a giyoret. Once she goes free, she's full-fledged Jewess. But she's a giyoret nonetheless. But take the easy case. Ger married a giyoret. Finished. Ger married a giyoret, there's no relatives. Meaning, they're not related to anybody. Geshnet geyer, ke katan shenolad damet. So therefore, what happened? The ger married a giyoret, the guy came along, hit the ger giyoret, she gave birth, she had a miscarriage. In a regular case where the ger is still alive, pay the ger. The Torah says, give it to the husband. But what? The ger is not around. Ger is not around. Well, we said it goes to his relatives. Yorshim. No Yorshim. So who gets it? The guy holds on to his money. I'm the first relative. I'm the first mozak. So therefore, patur. That's the way we learned in the Mishnah. Gemara going to analyze that. What is Amar Rava Rabba? Hashanu Ela Shehaval Ba Bechayi Hager Umet Hager. The Kevan the Chaval Ba Bechayi Hager Zecha Behu Ger. The Kevan the Met Hager Zecha Behu Min Hager. This only case is talking about where she got damaged in the life of her husband. So what's the mechanics, how it works? Since after the damage was done, so the ger is zoche in the payment. Once the ger dies, so now the payment goes back to the one that the mazik, the owner of the shul, the mazik himself, not the shul, the owner, the guy who actually, the mazik, the guy who damaged. Again, he was alive, damage was done. Once the damage is done, whose money does it belong to? Ger, so it's like it's his money. Once he dies, I'm the first one that was zochen the money of the ger. However, haval ba'alachar mitat ger. Oh, but let's say he hit her after the husband died, after the ger was not around anymore. Zacha la ihi begavayu. She already becomes the owner of the veladot. Umehayev leshlum ela ledida. She's the Gemara's assuming at this point. That zechut that the husband has to the demei viladot, that's like something that's he owns them. He owns them. So if he's not around anymore, so then the lady becomes the owner of this demei viladot. And then he was not around. If I damage something that's now the property of the lady, there's no husband around, that he again takes it. No, they're not around. I was yoreh, so to speak, his asset, and therefore you damaged me. Pay me the demei viladot. So Gemara say, not so fast. Amar Rav Chasda, mare dicher. As she says, baal shmua zu halaze, which means the one that said this halakha, mare dicher, the one that made this statement. Atu viladot tzidareninu. Vezachia behu? What are you talking about? What is the viladot? Like a pile of silver? This is bezdove, which means it's not an asset, so to speak. Which means it's not the pshat the husband owns the viladot. Torah was mezakehim payment, but it's not the pshat that he owns the goof of the viladot. That you tell me if he's not around, she then becomes the owner. It's not a pile of silver. So what's the pshat that you're telling me when he's not around, she gets the payment? Ela, Rav Chisda argues on the bat and says, "Ite leba'al zacha lerachmana." The husband's around. The husband gets leta leba'al lo, which means there's no payment. He doesn't say it goes to the lady. So we have a fantastic machloket over here between Rava and Rav Chisda. What happens in a case? Husband wasn't around. Again, he died. Now what happens? Who gets the money? Oh, so according to Rabbah says, what do you mean? The viladot belong to the ger. He's not around anymore. Now the viladot belong. That zechut that the Torah was mezakeh, the ger, now moves to the lady. And therefore, as if she owns the viladot, therefore you damage my property, pay me. I don't look at it that way. Torah was mezakeh, the viladot, I don't know who it belongs to. Viladot has a value. The Torah was just mezakeh a value to the husband. Husband's not around, goodbye, nobody gets anything. And therefore, if you damage the lady after the husband dies, there's no demer v'ladot to nobody, only when there's a husband. No husband. Now, in a chenameh, no husband, and he was Jewish from birth, he would have relatives. Oh, then it goes to the yorshim. That's part of the zechut of the husband. But in the case of a ger, where there's no relatives, and it really doesn't belong to the lady, the v'ladot themselves, so therefore, the chazda says, patu, that's the machloket. Continues. Oh, I have a question. What's the question? He got Aisha. V'yetzu yeladea noten nezik v'tzar la'isha. Good. Straight up case. He hit the lady, and the nezik v'tzar goes to the lady itself, because she did get damaged herself, so she has to get a payment. V'demir v'ladot le'ba'al. Good. En ha'ba'al noten le'yoshav. Beautiful. En ha'isha noten le'yorsheha. Okay, which means, if let's say there's no Isha, so then she gets it. What's that case over there? No lady in the inheritance of the lady get it. So then she says, Ha'okim na begirusha. Oh, so about a case where the lady, let's say, got divorced. Once a lady gets divorced, so she has nothing with her husband anymore. Why should the husband get the mevladot? I told you before, the mevladot is a perk that the Torah gave because of the Ishut. Because he's a Baal. Once he's not a Baal anymore, so then what does he get the mevladot more than her? So if they got divorced and she's not around, she died, so then the mevladot will go to her inheritors. Good? Now we get to the question from the Braita. Hayta shifha v'nishtahrera. Oh, that's a giyoret. Oh, giyoret. Zacha. Oh, what does it mean, zacha? Zachar's mashma, that what? She gets the demeh veladot, which we're assuming in all cases. Because the braita is not mehalik. It's mashma, even if the husband is alive, or even if the husband died, doesn't matter. In all cases, the Torah is being mezakeh. The husband died, the ger is not here. So what do we say? We had a mahlok raba and tafazda. Rabbah came along, go. Husband's died, bingo, give it to the lady. Right? Give it to her. Now, Chazda said, nothing doing. Husband's not around, nobody gets anything. But the bright of is mashma, shifha v'nishtachrera. In all cases, even if the husband's not around, so you give it to her, question against Rav Chazda. So comes Gemara and says, what's the problem here? It's so difficult to answer this. Umi adifa m'matnitin. Well, is this case, are these words, any different from the Mishnah? And how can I learn the Mishnah? The Okibna Shahabal Babahayagir Umetagir. How can I miss Shahabal Bahayagir Umetagir? What's so odd? I'll tell you the case let's talk about is the Ger was alive. The Ger was alive in that case. So when the Ger is alive in that case, and then he dies, so then there's a payment. Which is when it says zakah, meaning there's a payment. So if I pay the relatives of the ger, the only time I have a problem, you're asking me is what? We thought you were talking about a case where the ger died. Oh, the ger died. And then already she damaged. He damaged her. And what's the sort of right? Zakah. Zakah means you got to pay somebody. Who are you paying? Oh, you're paying the lady. Oh, that's a proof for Rava. That's a question against the Chazda. What are you talking about? Why learn the case to make a question? Learn the case simple. The ger was alive. Oh, ger was alive. You know why there's a payment? Because the ger was alive at the time of the payment. At the time of the damage. And then what? Then he died. Who do you pay? To Zakha. Yorshim. The Yorshim was okay. So you have no question from the... Huh? Not the ger. Not the ger, Yorshim. Which means Zakha...
The Chovel.
The Chovel. I'll say again, he's right. Which means, in a case where the ger is alive, zakah, mimaz zakah, the ger was alive, so therefore there's a payment, because the ger was alive. Oh, but what happened? Harkach met. Oh, harkach met. So in that case over there, I'll tell you, zakah. Not peru zakah. The chovel himself, he's the first inheritor. Like we say that, get out of yorshim. So he'll be zaketa. So therefore you have no question against Rav Chazda. Rabbah was the one that said that it goes to the lady. So he says zakah. No, there's a zakah case. He's talking about a case where the husband was alive and therefore he died. So therefore, it never went to the lady. In the chenem, if the husband died, it would have went to the lady, like Rabbah says. It's an asset. He was alive, he died, Vinadut Kotar, and Echiramit, she'll get it. Oh, but my case to the bride said Zakat Matra, the Chovel is Zocher. Yeah, it's because too bad the damage was done when the Ger was alive. Then he died. Bingo, he gets it back. Zakat to the bride, that works out perfectly according to Rabbi. Iba Etema, give another answer. Me'achar mitat tager. This is what I was telling you. Me'achar mitat tager. I'll tell you, you know what? The damage was after mitat tager. Oh, after mitat tager. What does it mean, Zakat? Vetani zachta. Oh, thank you. Don't learn zacha. Change the word to zachta. Zachta means what? She gets it. Isn't that true, according to Rava? So therefore, but it says zacha. Okay, so I'll change the word. Zachta. And therefore, Rava works out very good. Lema ketana eh. Let us indeed say that what? This machloket Rabbanav Chazda is indeed a machloket Tannaim. Again, let's review the machloket. What machloket are we talking about over here? The machloket that says that if the damage was done when the ger is not alive, does it go to the lady? Rabban says the money goes to the lady, and Rav Chazda says no, Zaka, he holds it himself. Let's say that is indeed a machloket amongst the Tannaim, Rabbanav Chazda wa Amoraim. Let's go back. Let's make this machloket already. Machloket Tanaim. How? Nemeket Tanaim. Bat Yisrael. Shinneset lager. Venetabbera mimenu. She got pregnant from a ger. Vechaval ba bechaya ger. And what? God damaged her. Bechaya ger when the guy was still alive. Noten de mevaldut lager. No problem. Lachar mitat lager. Tani hada hayav. Tani hada patur. There you go. I got a brighter. One brighter says you got to pay. One brighter says you don't pay. Isn't that the machloket Rabban of Chazda? My love, tana'ininu. So there you go. Machloket tana'im. Rabban of Chazda is machloket in the brightot. That's why you learn hayav patur. Now give us a word. L'rabba vadai tana'i. For Rabba, you have no choice to say, because there's no way Rava can explain the bride that says patur. Why patur? Bottom line, the guy's got to pay the lady. So therefore, for sure, he's going to say, oh, thank you very much. It's a machloket tana'im. I go like the rabbi that says hayav. And there's another rabbi that says patur. I have no way to explain the bride that says patur. However, ela l'Rav Chazda, mi lema tana'ehi, in Rav Chazda, do you have to say that it's a machloket tana'im? He has no problem with the patur brayta, because he really holds patur. In a case where the ger died, and then the damage took place, you don't have to pay. But you know what? Maybe he can explain even the hayav. Maybe he has a way to explain the hayav. I can explain the hayav. If he can, very good. Lakasha, harabanan harashbag. Oh. He's going to get you involved now in another machloket that we learned on the Amud Aleph. Remember we learned the machloket between Rabbanan and Hashbag, the Gabe Shevach Vildot? Rabbanan said the Shevach, the lady's enhancement, goes what? All to the Baal. Whereas Hashbag came along and said what? That you ready? You split. So Rabbanan could come along and tell you, this Hayav, and this patur is discussing a different machloket. It's discussing, for sure I always hold, no matter what. And in this case over here, that the ger died, really there's no payment to the lady for the demei veldot. Really, he holds it. But the discussion of the hayav and patur is legabe shevach, legabe the enhancement of the body. Now, if you hold that, what? If you hold like the rabbis say the mevaldot, then the shevach went to the baal. There's no baal over here. Therefore, patur. Rashbag held, hold it. Not so fast. Shevach goes partly to her. It's hayav. You got to give her chilek in the shevach. Very good. So Rav Chazda answered the machloket tana'im. Gemara says, Rashbag. Excuse me. You want to tell me it's Rashbag? My idiyah la'achar mita. What did you have to choose as an illustration? La'achar mita. Well, that's the only case where the shiva goes to the lady? Only if the damage was done after the death? Afilu b'chayim na me'it la. Which means even when b'chayim he gets the lady always gets shiva. Well, you needed to generate me a weird case to create me shiva. He died, then the damage. And let's say he didn't die. Let's say he was alive and the damage. He also gets shiva. So Gemara says, palga mechayim itle. Palga. If it's mechayim, again, itle palga, comma. So Gemara says, mechayim itle palga. You're right. Mechayim, she would only get half, because we split the shiva. Le'achar mita kule. That's what the hadush of the Braita was. When it said hayav, meaning hayav, that she gets all of it, which is a hadush. That she inherits the half that the husband was going to get. So therefore, you have to pay full demer sheva veladot to the lady. V'bayetema. I can say even better. Havear ashbag. Hayav and patur is ashbag. Kan b'sheva veladot, kan b'demer veladot. Very good. Which means, when it comes to demer veladot, that's the actual the babies themselves. That I'll tell you, patur. Because the husband died, and therefore that goes, nobody, the husband doesn't have relatives. It doesn't transfer to the lady, like Rav Hasdah said. And therefore I'll tell you, Rajma goes, there's no payment. That's why it says patur. Oh, Abaraita says hayav. That's like a shiva. So therefore keep everything in Rajma and make a chinuk between Deme veladot and sheva veladot. That the Gemara says, Amre. No, now the Gemara wants to make a formula over here. The Gemara wants to make a logical statement over here to get better payments. Gemara says, Amre. Misheva veladot, from the din of sheva, lishama deme veladot. Which is, respect, didn't you just tell me your rule over here? Your rule was what? Shevach mechayim, lady gets half. If the guy died, she gets the whole shevach. Okay, makes sense. So the Gemara says, well, I can make a step now. Umi shevach veladot, that when the husband dies, she gets whole. Let me extend that and say, deme veladot as well. Meaning, normally deme veladot goes to who? The husband. But now that the husband's not around, let me say that she'll pick up the whole demeh, just like you gave her the shevach that belonged to the husband. Let's say that she'll pick up the whole demeh viladot that went to the husband, that goes to the husband. Continue. Umid rashbag. And once already, I'll use that extension for rashbag. Lishama lirabbanan. Which means, let me apply that to the Rabbanan. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Umid Rabbi Shimon, Dashmina Dizakhta Bechilko, Nishma Nami Rabbanan, Dizakhta Bechulan. The Rabbanan, Lo Panik Ela Bebehaim, Abab Zichiyad Mita, Lo Panik Rabbanan Rabbi Shimon. Which means, and from that, let me learn according to, in the rabbi's opinion. The rabbi's opinion said, you know what? Who does the shevach go to? Totally the husband. So let me just say that what? That when the husband dies, the full shevach as well will go to the lady. Which means, from Rabban Shimon, I'm going to make two steps. Number one, guy dies, we said what? Full shevach goes to the lady. She gets her half, plus the half that was always coming to her. Beautiful. Umizeh, I would say also, you know what? Demev veladot also, that went to the husband. Give it to the lady. Look at read Rashi, please. Amre, imken kasher l'Rav Chisda, because you told me Rav Chisda that after the husband dies, there's no payment for demei veladot. Why not? Why not Rav Chisda? Just like you agree that after the husband dies, he gets the full shevach. Why not? For the same reason, she inherits the shevach. Let her inherit the demev vadot that belong to the husband as well. That she says, "Im ki kach shav chazda, demev shevach vadot to begiach on shevach hayah ged leged bekabal amen shuvet rishmet vehi beomeret zakta hi bechalko nishma." Let us extend it and say, "The zakta nami be demev vadot ma'ala, demai shad demev vadot shevach vadot." What's the difference, right? And once you're saying that, in the rabbis say the same thing. That what? That the sheva that belonged to the fully to the husband, fully to the husband. Now that he's not around, let that go to the lady. So give us Amre. Lo. No, that's not a good analogy. Sheba venadot shaycha yada begavayu. Zachya behu bechulu. Tebe venadot lo shaycha yada begavayu. Lo zachya behu kelal. That's the way. Items that she had a hand in when he was alive, those items, I'll say, she gets the rest of the inheritance, i.e. shevach. You told me, Rabbi Shem Gamliel, that the shevach of the veladot already you split. So already she had a piece of the action, mehayim. Also, she had a zechut already mehayim. When he dies, transfer the whole pie to the lady. But the mevladot, where she had nothing when the husband was alive, so I'm not going to say, the mevladot also. And therefore, do not say that the mevladot transfers it all, and therefore, don't bring me a question on Rav Chisda, and therefore that she says, Sheva veladot rabishon de shayka bebachayim bepalga kimayit zachi bechulu. But she ain't kin the mevladot, which is nothing, mehayim. Therefore, when he dies, the lady does not get any zechut in that. Therefore, you have no question against Rav Chisda. Let's just go one more step in the Gemara. One more step, please. Ma'e mine Rav Yibasaba, Rav Nachman. Hamachzik b'shtarotav shel ger. Mahu? One simple case. Ger has a shtar. What's a shtar? Shtar, you owe me money. If you don't pay me, I go to your fields. Take your fields. What happened? The ger died. Comes his neighbor. He knows the rule. Ger dies. His property's of hefker. He goes, he grabs the shtar of the ger. So the question is, what does he get here when he grabs the shtar? Well, you could argue two things here. I could tell you, he gets the fields. Well, that's not true. Because you can't pick up a paper and go to a field. That's not one of the ways you acquire a field, by picking up a paper. So the fields that are coming to him in the shtar are not. But maybe at least he's koneh the paper. The paper. What do I do with the paper? I'm going to use it as a bottle cap. Whatever I'm going to use with it. But I could argue, no, maybe he's not even koneh the paper. Because since he thinks he's koneh the field, his kavanah is not to koneh the paper. So they don't look at the paper either. So the Gemara begins. Man de ma'zik b'shtara. How do people think? A guy that's ma'zik a shtar. Adate de ar'ahu de ma'zik. Is his kavanah for the karka. Ube ar'ah halo ma'zik. But he didn't make a hazakah the karka. So he's not going to get the karka. Na melokana. And this paper also he's not going to own. De lav da'te ashtara. Because his da'at was not for the shtar. He was going for the gold. He wasn't going about the paper. Odilma da'te na me ashtara. What do you say when a guy picks up a paper, his kavanah is for whatever he can get? If I can't get the fields, I'll take the paper at least. The Gemara says, Abba le, ane mori. Please, my master, could you answer me a question? What in the world is a guy going to do with a piece of paper? What is he doing? Use it as a bottle stopper for his sluchit? Who cares about the paper? What is the guy's kavanah for a paper? So you know what he answered back? Yes. Amale latsur velatsur. Yes. Latsur velatsur. Absolutely. He wants to use it for that. And therefore, the Gemara leaves it in a question. Wow. How do you analyze it? Is he koneh? The karkap, the shoy is not koneh. But is he koneh at least the shtar itself? The gabe what? Latsur velatsur. To put it in a bottle cap. The Gemara continues. Amar Rabba. Mashkono shel Yisrael biyad ger. Which means the ger lent money to somebody. And he has a mashkon, he has a collateral that belongs to Yisrael, it's in his hands. Now the ger died. So another Yisrael comes along and says, we know a ger has no relatives. So he comes along and he wants to take the, he takes the mashkon. You don't let him take it. Once the ger dies, so the shi'bud the lien that's on this mashkon goes off, and automatically it becomes the possession of the original Yisrael that gave him the mashkon. So in that case, another Yisrael doesn't have rights to come along and take it. Gemara gives the next case. Mashkono shel ger beyad Yisrael is the reverse. The ger gave him mashkon, a collateral, to Yisrael. The Yisrael lent him money. The ger died. Now the Yisrael is left with a collateral. The ger has no relatives. So the din is umet ager. The ger died by Yisrael achar ve'azik bo. And another Yisrael came along into the guy's house and he grabbed the mashkon. Ze kana keneged ma'otav veze kana et ashar. Oh, so the Gemara says the original Yisrael that lent the money, he's kone the mashkon up to the amount of money that he lent. Let's say the mashkon is worth $1,500. So he lent the ger $1,000. So therefore, once the ger dies and somebody else comes and takes the mashkon, the guy that lent the money, he's kone $1,000 worth of the mashkon, and the $1,500 surplus that already is the other guy that comes in and takes the mashkon. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Why would you even think to split the mashkon? Ve'amai, tikni lechatzero. Why don't you say we have a regular klal that says, chatzero shel adam konelo. Person can make acquisitions many ways. One of the ways is to his chatzer. The mashkon is in his domain already. So once the ger dies, automatically the chatzer of the Yisrael should konem the whole mashkon. Ve'amar Rabbi Yosef bar Hanina, chatzero shel adam konelo shelo medato. You don't even have to have kavanah. You don't even have to know it. So then once the ger dies, the mashkon was in the chatzer of the Yisrael, automatically the chatzer should be konelo. Let's give a last question. Amre, achabim I ask inan, delete. Oh, where the Yisrael is not around. Yes, the mashkon is in his chatzer, but he's not home. If he was around, then the Iba'im Maknid, if he wanted to make the Kinyan himself, he would be able to. Matzikane, we'd be able to kone Kanya Lenami Hatsero. Which is, Gemara's giving a rule now. When is Hatsero Shel Adam Konelo? Dafka, when he's around to potentially make the Kinyan himself. Then I could say, he could have made it himself, so he doesn't know himself. The chatzer is kone efim. But if he's not around, the ibae will mikne, where he cannot make the kinyan himself. Lo matzekane chatzero namelo kanya. So his chatzer also will not be kone. So therefore, that's the Gemara saying. Because the reason why his chatzer is not kone, because it was in his chatzer, but he wasn't around. Therefore, he's kone up to what the mashkon. The money he lent $1,000. So right away, of course, he's kone first the $1,000 to gabe the mashkon, because that's his. And then the leftovers, another guy can come along and take it. So comes the Gemara and says, no, velcheta, the halakha is delete b'chatzero delo kana dashi. Velcheta. That I just told you. That the other guy that takes it is kone the surplus. The case is talking where the mashkon was not in the chatzer of the Yisrael. Because if it was in the chatzer of the Yisrael, it's kone. Which means we don't follow what we just said. That he has got to be in the city for his chatzer to be kone. Really? Chatzer shel adam kone. Midato, shelo midato. Ben shu ba'ir, ben she'eno ba'ir. Also, therefore, if the mashkon was in the guy's property, and the ger died, he's kone the whole mashkon. All $1,500 worth of it. We're talking about a case where the mashkon was not in his property. The mashkon was outside the property. Oh, outside the property. So first come, first serve. So now he gets automatically what's coming to him, the $1,000 worth of the loan of the mashkon, and the other guy comes along and takes. So therefore, Gemara says, "Aval itin the mashkon b'chatzero, kani lechatzero." But if the chatzir, if the money. Well, the mashkon was in the chatzer, indeed it'll be kone. So therefore, the baal chatzer does not have to be in the city in order for his chatzer to be kone. Which means the distance does not make a difference. And that is the halakha. That chatzero shel adam konelo, af b'she'enu omed letzida, even though he's not standing next to it, or if he's not even in the field. So long as the chatzer is mishtameret,
There's gates around it, there's a door, it's closed, it's a protected area. But a chatzid that's not protected, that would not be koneh. Good. Those are the rules. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen.